Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. Thanks so much for joining me today. You know, I always say that time is that one commodity that you can't get back. So when people spend some time with you, you want to respect that because they'll never get that back again. They can earn the price of that coffee, the cup of coffee, but they'll never earn that hour back. So, and on All Things Franchising, as you know, we love to spotlight franchises, the concept, because many people think of a franchise as, oh, I don't know, McDonald's, Burger King, you know, the Quick Lube, but there's so much more out there. There's so many other products and services that are being offered in the franchise model that sometimes we don't think about that, but it's an amazing business model out there, and people are being very successful in that. So today we're going to spotlight 101 Mobility. What the heck is that? Well, if you don't know now, you will by the end of the show, because Mike Gardner, he is the manager of franchise sales for 101 Mobility, and it is one of the largest and fastest growing providers of mobility and accessibility solutions in the U.S. and Canada. So again, you may not know what that means now, but you will very shortly. Help me in welcoming Mike Gardner. Mike, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Hi, Linda. Hey, thank you. My pleasure. Excited to be here.
Well, we are really happy to hear about what is going on in 101 Mobility. But first, talk to me a little bit about how you got involved in 101 Mobility and franchising. What's your background, Mike?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I have a long background in outside sales and business development type positions with a few large and a couple small companies over my career of 30 plus years here. So I actually got into franchising probably about 15 years ago with a company called Realogy. It's on the real estate side of things. Realogy owns some of the big franchise brands in real estate. They own five brands, actually: Century 21, Coldwell Banker, ERA, Sotheby's, and Better Homes and Gardens. So
wow.
I started in the Century 21 brand and kind of bumped around those brands for a number of years. Great company, some good things. And then I got a call from 101 Mobility one day. They were looking for a franchise development manager.
Wow, now were they a startup? Were they an emerging brand when they contacted you?
So 101 Mobility, they started in 2008 with their business model. They did not franchise at that time, though. They were putting company locations out there. They recognized the need for access and mobility equipment with the fast-growing demographic of the aging population, mainly. But they also were doing and still do a lot with the disabled and special needs populations, too. But they saw a big need there and not a lot of competition. Certainly is competition out there, but not at the level that you see in many industries. But they saw the need for access and mobility equipment for big things like stair lifts and patient lift mm-hmm. systems and platform lifts and stair lifts, stuff like this, and so wheelchair ramp systems. So anyway, they did that for about 2 years, had about eight locations, and then in 2010 started franchising, and they were kind of trying to handle the franchise development, franchise sales piece by themselves, the founders, but they saw that they really needed somebody dedicated to it And so in 2013, they got a hold of me. They found me kind of through some channels, and I was happy at Realogy, but I was really intrigued at the thought of this industry that, you know, really has nowhere but up to go, you know, and I don't know if we can ever consider anything recession proof, but boy, this sure is as recession resistant, you know, as I think a person can find out there. So I was intrigued when they got a hold of me. Here is a small company. They had about 18 locations at the time, and they're in an industry that, like I say, has nowhere but up to go. I was pretty excited. So I did join 101 Mobility in 2013 and brought franchise development kind of in-house for them, you know, under a dedicated platform, basically.
Wow. So, Mike, how many locations do you guys have across the U.S. and Canada?
Right. So, yeah, we've seen just fantastic growth. So we currently have 76 locations. Four of those are in Canada. We have one in British Columbia, one in Alberta, and two over in Ontario. The other 72 locations are, you know, spread throughout the U.S.
Mm-hmm. So when you guys are out and you're looking for a prospective franchisee, what are some of the things that you look for that are really would make one of your best franchisees? I know that, you know, a lot of people coming out of corporate, they decide, oh, I think I want to do a franchise. What are some of the traits, or what are some of the things that make for a great franchisee for 101 Mobility especially?
Yeah, right. You know, great question. And because, you know, we were searching for that answer for a while initially, you know, ourselves, but we really have that dialed in. We have, you know, we have just a bunch of diverse backgrounds out there and profiles among the franchise owners. And I'll tell you one thing that we found and get proven and proves itself to us over and over is there's really no certain background as far as where a person, you know, comes from or what they've been doing in the past. You know, but there are certainly some profile characteristics like you ask. But as far as background, you know, and I'll get to the profile characteristics, but, you know, it's funny because, you know, we have people who were teachers, nurses, IT tech people, sales reps, retirement planners. We have a scientist, you know, accountants and CPAs and contractors and past business owners. And really, like I say, none of those backgrounds really dictate how a person's going to do. There are some things that certainly, but are not the thing that really is going to, you know, make or ensure how well they do. What it boils down to is, like you asked, the profile, kind of their own internal characteristics, and we've really seen some things surface, and some real big ones. Really, a number one there, I think, always falls out as number one is leadership, the ability to be a good leader. A good team leader, to guide, develop, mentor, be respected, be somebody that their employees really admire and want to be around and enjoy going to work for every day. Feel like they've got some support, some empowerment from that you know, that franchise owner. Team leadership is a big one. So if they've managed people, led a team, or even been on a team, but realize, you know, we're able to observe some things they think would really make for a good team leader. That's really important. And then another one would be sales. You know, they're certainly out selling themselves and the products and the business that they do every day. The good thing about what we do on the sales side is they're not out knocking on doors trying to sell somebody a stairlift. They're responding to inquiries typically that are either referral type inquiries from other agencies, maybe, or inquiries from maybe, you know, somebody like me who has an aging parent that all of a sudden is going to need, you know, needs a stairlift or a wheelchair ramp or some things like that. So, but they still, so, you know, it's not hard sales. They're responding to inquiries, but they still have to understand the sales process and be able to walk people through that and, you know, and put some good options out there and come across, you know, as a real trustworthy, reliable, knowledgeable person. So those are two big ones. Relationship development, the ability to network, create relationships with other agencies, other business owners, maybe other employees of hospitals and rehab centers, stuff like that. So relationship development is real big. And I think probably the last one there is, you know, there's more, but these are kind of the big four, I'd say. The last one would be organizational management, basically meaning the ability to do a lot of things at one time and keep track of them, you know, keep four or five balls in the air, you know, be a good juggler, so to speak. So that organizational management, making sure they're not losing sight of the team leadership part or the sales part or the relationship development part or the community involvement part, you know, being involved in the community is a very important part of a 101 mobility franchise owner too. So those are some of the key characteristics.
Sure. And I tell you what, Mike, I want to talk a little bit later about your partnership, 101 mobility partnership with Rebuilding Together. I just love it when companies are involved in the community and they do have a give back mentality. That's just so critical, I think, in this day and age. But one thing I do want to make real clear to our listeners is this is not in-home health care. This is installing equipment that helps those who are possibly caring for someone in their home or possibly making it easier for the person that has some mobility issues to get around their house a little bit better. So, Mike, you've mentioned a couple of times the lift, but you also have a lot of other products that can help someone who may have limited mobility. I even saw on your website there's an elevator as well.
Right, you bet. Yeah, we do. There's, you know, we do a lot of different things, but I would say some, you know, kind of a handful of the core products and services we provide: the sales and installation of stair lifts, platform lifts, wheelchair ramp systems, patient lift systems, scooter lifts for vehicles. So, you know, so people can have the ability to lift and lower and transport their scooters or their power chairs, stuff like this. But yeah, the last several years, we have seen a big boom. And I mean a big boom in our business in the personal elevator side. And, it's really been quite amazing for us because a lot of the elevator sales, and these are, like I say, these are personal elevators in homes. These are not the big, you know, ThyssenKrupp or Otis elevators like you see in a hotel typically or a high-rise commercial building. These are small personal elevator systems. And we're installing elevators in homes that can handle a wheelchair, you know, somebody that does need access and mobility. And we're also doing a lot for the affluent, for people that don't have any kind of mobility or accessibility type issues, they just want a little elevator in their home. So, we've really seen an expansion. Almost a whole new market has opened up for us there with the elevators.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. When I saw that on your website, I thought here in Houston, we're seeing more and more of these three-story townhomes and houses because they're building houses on smaller lots now. So the footprint has to be smaller. So the only way you can build a larger house on a small footprint is to go up. And so a lot of times I would think that it would be great. Just thinking about a mom that has a stroller and trying to get the kids in the stroller upstairs, I would think an elevator would be perfect for something like that. So I just wanted to make sure you mentioned that because, like you said, I can see that opened a whole other market for you.
Absolutely.
So when you're talking about some of the equipment, you know, the lifts and the ramps, are those products just limited to residential homes?
Yeah, you know, great question. No. Now we do residential and small commercial, but you know, I would say it varies a little bit. You know, I mentioned 76 locations. It varies a little bit from location to location, but really across the whole network, probably about 80% of what we do is on the residential side, and then 20% small commercial. So when I say small commercial for us, that's like churches. We do a lot in churches. We do a lot in schools, libraries, and similar type buildings. You know, a single story with a basement, but it's a commercial zoned building of some type, or two story. You know, it has an upper level, but either way, single story with a basement or two story, but they don't have an elevator. So again, but they have public access. You know, so again, churches, schools, libraries. Or some of these small two-story type office buildings, you know, shared space type buildings, these kind of things. Well, what happened there, ADA, American Disabilities Act, when it came out in the 80s, is a regulation for new construction going forward. Existing buildings at the time did not have to comply or come up to date with ADA compliance, unless they wanted to, of course. And so, you know, much of the work we do, especially in churches, they have aging congregations. They've just called us and they want to help their congregation out. But if it's one of those buildings that is grandfathered, they were built pre-ADA, and now they're going through an expansion or a remodel, like we see a lot with some of these schools and libraries and office type, you know, shared space type buildings, now they have to come up to ADA compliance. Well, you know, the building's already as it is. They're not going to try to squeeze a big, you know, commercial elevator into it. So they call a company like us. We specialize in retrofit applications of access and mobility equipment, you know. And so we'll come in and look at it, talk to them, you know, the managers, the maintenance people, the architects and the engineers. Sometimes we'll meet jointly with the whole group, the contractors. And we'll talk about the options that are available with the type of equipment we have. And in those applications, it's commercial rated equipment. So there is a little difference in the equipment. It's beefier, it's heavier duty, it's weatherproof many times. So it can be larger for like wheelchair ramps and such. But you know, it is different equipment. It's commercial rated. But yes, we certainly are seeing a big increase in the small commercial activity we do out there.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely see that would be a big market, and especially the areas where, like you said, that they're older buildings, churches, libraries, those are notorious for having the steep stairs, and
right.
they're certainly not handicap friendly. So that I think that's a great service and product that you're offering there. Let's talk about your partnership with Rebuilding Together. Again, I love companies that love to, they recognize the need for businesses to partner with the community. And it's an all-win situation in something like that, Mike. So tell me a little bit about what you guys do together.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were looking several years ago, we were looking for something that we could get involved with that would be available for not only the corporate side of 101 Mobility, but for all the franchise owners out there in their own, you know, who are in their own communities building their own business. So Rebuilding Together is an organization that focuses on repairing homes, revitalizing communities, and as they say, rebuilding lives. You know, so basically it's a partnership that you can enter into with Rebuilding America to repair, revitalize, rebuild together is kind of their, you know, their tagline there. And we thought, wow, what a great organization that is structured across the nation that we could get involved with at all levels of our organization. You know, the franchise owners out there can get involved at their local level with something that is very meaningful, something that the owner and the employees can get involved with, meet other people in their communities that are interested in helping people that need hope, you know, help with homes and revitalizing homes and rebuilding, you know, their lives sometimes depending on their own situations, you know, whatever people have gone through to need some help. So yes, it's been a great program, and you know, it really just fits in really well with 101 mobility. You know, access and mobility equipment, home modification. Home modification is another part of our business that includes a lot of things like in the home that are kind of different from our other core business, installing stair lifts and platform lifts and stuff. The home modification piece that, like I say, fits so nicely with the Rebuilding America. It involves like bathroom safety, you know, grab bars and taking out maybe everything in a bathroom and going back in with a roll-in shower or a walk-in tub or a walk-in tub, you know, handicap toilets and roll-under vanities, grab bars placed in strategic locations, even the widening of doorways all throughout a home. So we do this kind of stuff anyway. You know, we do a lot with like I mentioned earlier, you know, community involvement is a very important part of a 101 mobility. So kind of a side note, the franchise owners out there of 101 mobility are not necessarily out there installing stair lifts. That's what we do. That's what their employees and their installation technicians are doing. But the owners are actually out getting involved in programs, networking with home care companies, hospice agencies, rehab centers, hospitals, Jewish Family Services senior care coordinators, Catholic charity programs, state and county programs. There's a lot of networking and community involvement, Wounded Warrior programs, Homes for Humanity, Sunshine on a Rainy Day. There's so many programs out there that are helping people and families that have access and mobility issues. It's amazing, you know. So, but again, this organization just allowed a way for kind of everybody across the network to have one common type thing that we're all involved in, but yet they're doing it on their own in their own communities.
I love that, Mike. Because I think it's important for me anyway. If I'm choosing a company to do business with, I am going to lean more towards the company that does business from the heart. And it certainly sounds like you guys have that piece of it built into your model. And I appreciate that. And I know all the people out there do as well. So one of the questions I was going to ask you that you touched on just a bit is that the franchisee is not the one installing the stair lift. So on an average, when a franchise gets started in a brand new location, you're launching it, about how many employees do they get started with? And then how long does it, some of your most successful franchises, how many employees do they have after a year or 2 years?
Yeah, you know, great question there, Linda, because that's the answer is even better. We really are excited about that, the answer to that. You know, we have franchise owners building just phenomenal small multi-million dollar businesses as far as their annual revenue with a handful of people. Basically, it's pretty amazing. There are very few businesses that you can get to the kind of revenue that we see in this industry, this business, with as few employees as we have. Typically when they start, first part of your question there, they're going to start with a staff of three. That's the owner, that's an installation technician, and a customer care manager. The customer care manager is that person in the office. They're answering the phone. They're there when the freight deliveries are coming in for our equipment. They're doing scheduling. They're working with customers. Extremely important position. That's really kind of the hub of a good small business. And then you have the owner, like I mentioned, who's out getting involved in the community, working with people who have needs for, they're wondering about their options for stair lifts, platform lifts, wheelchair ramps, you know, home modification, whatever it is. Again, they're networking with these agencies and referral type resources like, you know, hospital rehab, hospital discharge planners, rehab centers, these kind of things. Just a lot of networking, which is fun. If you're a real people person, It's just a wonderful opportunity to be involved in all kinds of community involvement type activities. But then the installation technician is the one out actually installing the equipment. You know, and one installation technician can really do a lot, the majority of what we do as far as on the installation side. One person does need an extra set of hands every now and then. So when they start with that first, two employees and the owner, they're occasionally going to need maybe some 1099 type contractor that's available or helper on a part-time basis. Or maybe they utilize some of these workforce services type groups that can, somebody's looking for some, some fill-in work or something like that. So that's how they'll typically get going. The fourth person or the third full actually employee that the owner will actually bring on, usually somewhere between 8 to 12 months after they've started, is going to be a second installer. Okay, now they have two full-time installers because their business is rolling and they're ready for another installer. Now you have two installers. They can both be out doing their own thing, yet they can buddy up when they need to, when that one of them has a job that needs an extra set of hands in there for part of it. As they get more mature, some of our franchise owners that now are out there, maybe they've been out there, 6, 8, 10 years, since we started franchising in 2010. Now some of them have staffs of 8 to 10 people. That's about as much as we're seeing them right now. I'm sure as the baby boomers that are just now starting to get into that first born group of baby boomers, 1946, the baby boomers are 1946 through 1964. So, we have basically we have about four decades of growth coming once the baby boomers start hitting their mid-70s, which they're starting to hit 74 this year. So we're seeing some early signs of the baby boomers having some knee and hip issues and very injuries and various other things going on. Really from now for the next four decades, as baby boomers start rolling through their 70s, 80s, 90s, and many of them will go beyond their 90s, we're going to see explosive growth. So we're sure they're going to grow from more, from staffs of 8 to 10 that they're kind of maxing out on now, maybe to the 12 to 15 range over the next coming years. But right now, that's about where they're maxing out at. And like I mentioned, some of them are building very successful businesses already.
So on that note, Mike, we need to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, would you mind sharing a success story of maybe one of your franchisees, just so that our listeners can get a better idea of how where it starts and where it can go and see themselves in that?
No, absolutely.
Very good. Folks, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and when we come back, you'll hear from Mike a little bit more about a success story in his 101 mobility. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
Ready to update your tired old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to call Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. Gambone's does all phases of remodeling, specializing in kitchen and bath remodels. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements is a company you can trust. Family owned and operated with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Gambone's today, 832-437-8898, or check them out on the web at gamboneschi.com. That's gamboneschi.com. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, where you will get quality work at a quality price.
Hey, folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm your host today. And today we are talking about 101 mobility. And Mike Gartner is here to tell us a little bit more about the company and some of the work that they do. But, Mike, as we broke off from the commercial, I wanted you to share maybe a story of one of your franchisees and the success that they are possibly having. But, you know, Mike, it doesn't always start out as a success. And there are times when, you know, maybe 6 months in, they go, holy cow, what the heck did I do here? So there's always those moments, those flinch moments, so to speak. So can you speak to some of that?
Yeah, most certainly, and you're absolutely right. You know, I think I could be safe in saying that there's probably not one of the franchise owners of 101 mobility businesses out there that didn't have or haven't had, you know, that moment. Like you say, oh my goodness, what have I done? How are we going to do this? You know, and for a couple reasons, I think. You know, they're kind of out of their element initially when they go into business ownership. And, you know, our model in particular is not necessarily a simplistic model. It's the real thing. You know, they have employees, they have an office warehouse location, they have a showroom, they have inventory, you know, they have a lease and rental program, they have service vehicles, they're getting involved in their community, they're working with the aging, the disabled, the special needs, and other organizations that are working also, you know, like we've been talking with other organizations that are working with these individuals. There, you know, it can be a like, wow, this is for my first venture into business ownership, this is the real deal. And it is. But with the real deal also comes much more opportunity than maybe opening up a kiosk somewhere, you know, and starting small. So, you know, so they've got the opportunity, and we're just like we've talked. You know, we've just seen some and are continuing to see some amazing success day by day. They're doing better day by day. The business and that we operate in is getting literally bigger. You know, like we were talking, especially on the aging side, as the baby boomers now are approaching their mid 70s, just phenomenal. You know, and so. There's so many success stories, you know, and I get a lot of pride in these success stories because I worked with these people from the onset. You know, they maybe were downsized in their corporate careers or they just got to a point in their corporate careers where they felt there was nowhere else to go. They wanted more. They're looking for something different. You know, what we do is a very – you know, it's a very meaningful type work we do, a very fulfilling type business that they're operating. You know, they're getting people, they're doing the things and installing the equipment and services that allow people to get up to their bedroom sometimes and sleep in their own bed for the first time in several years. You know, people have been sleeping in the recliner or in the living room or on the couch. Some of them even have brought in some type of portable bed. And their clothes are kind of fold them stacked around the living room. That's where they've been. That's where they live. They haven't been able to safely get up and down the stairs to their bedroom anymore. And all of a sudden, with what we can provide and install, now they can sleep in their bedroom for the first time. There's a lot of tears and hugs that happen. We receive, the franchise owners receive thank yous. It's amazing, you know, from the people they work with. So, you know, there are so many success stories. I've worked with people who were downsized, like I mentioned, didn't know where they were going to go, what they were going to do. And now they're running, like I mentioned, small multi-million dollar businesses in many cases with some of these people. Just phenomenal, you know. And we had one gentleman, to pick one out, was doing pharma sales, you know, pharmaceutical outside sales, and, you know, very competitive. Very, you know, a lot of pressure in that industry for numbers and quotas and success and all that stuff. Fairly young guy, you know, and raising a young family. And he just got to the point, he wasn't downsized. He just got to the point where he was looking for something more fulfilling, more meaningful, and something that would ultimately allow him more time for his family. Now, when you first start a business, you're not going to have more time for your family. It's going to take a couple years to build your business, get your team, up to par, and get everything in place, get your relationships in the community, things that an owner needs to do. You know, get stuff to the point where now you can be gone and your business is still operating. And that's this young gentleman. Part of the reason for me picking him out is he fought some of our business model for about a year and a half. Meaning he was even trying to avoid the installation technician and the customer care manager. He thought, you know, I need to do this on my own, keep my overheads as low as possible, and do as much as I can on my own. And then as I get more business, bring in these employees. Well, we stress from day one, these employees are integral to your business. You need them. You need people doing what they're supposed to do so you, the owner, can go out and build your business. If you're out installing a stair lift, you're not out networking and building relationships and getting involved with the Wounded Warrior program. You don't even know what's going on out there, you know. So it took him about a year and a half of probably working 12-hour days, trying to do everything, and really in the end not growing his business like he had hoped, because he just didn't have the time. He was stuck on install jobs. Finally, he stepped back. Our business development coaches who work with the franchise owners on how to best, you know, implement best practices, they finally got him to step back. Okay, let's get that customer care manager in there. Okay, great. Now let's get a good installer, you know, somebody that's mechanically inclined. They like working with their hands. You know, they like figuring things out and building things. That's kind of who you're looking for an installer. He found a great installer, great customer care manager. He's growing just less than a year later, after he got all the proper team in place, he's growing a phenomenal business. He's home in the evenings with his family. He's just tickled pink about where his business and his future is with his 101 mobility business.
That's a great story, Mike. And what that also does is it confirms what I, as a franchise broker, tell people and tell someone who is looking to be in business when they think, oh, maybe I'll just do that on my own. The thing is, you do it on your own and you're alone at it. But if you do it under a franchise model, you have a team of people that know how to make this successful. And you guys have offered the business development coach. That's phenomenal, because many times someone coming out of corporate, they may have had an executive job. They really didn't have to do a whole lot of business development. But it's a great way to plug into a system and have the support and get the answers for questions that you don't even know what the question is when you come out. So that's great, Mike. I really appreciate that. If someone's listening right now and they want to know more about 101 Mobility, how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you bet. So a couple different ways. They can email me direct, Mike, Mike Gardner, but I was headed the wrong direction. Email me direct at mgardner at 101mobility.com. So MGARDNER at 101mobility.com as far as the email. Or they can send an email to franchise@101mobility.com, and that'll ultimately get to me too. Or they can call my office direct, 801-703-7027. And I'm always talking to a lot of people who are curious about starting their own 101 mobility business. So if I don't get the call, if they don't get me first thing, you know, I'll get back to them as soon as I can.
Very good. So, and also, folks, I encourage you to check out their website. Again, that's 101mobility.com. So check out their website if you want to know a little bit more about the company itself. So, Mike, we are coming to the end of the interview, and I have those final three questions. So are you ready for those?
Yeah, you bet. Bring them on.
Okay, I think some of them we may have touched on during the interview. So the first question is, if there's someone listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest that they do now to prepare for this process?
Yeah, you know, right. You know, great question. I think that starts, you know, the answer, there's a few different answers to that, but really I think my answer is they need to really be clear on what their skill sets are, kind of look inside, you know, take a self look there, a deep dive internally, and figure out, what do I like to do? You know, like you mentioned early on here, there are multiple options out there. Do something that you're passionate about. Depending on what article we read today, Linda, right, there's somewhere between 4,000 to 5,000 franchises out there. Mm-hmm. Across, you know, hundreds of industries. There's something for everybody. So I think regardless of what, you know, of 101 mobility, a person that's thinking about getting into business ownership, are you clear on why you want to get into business? You know, what are your strengths? What do you have passion for? What do you like to do? And then, you know, how does your family feel about you opening a business? You want to
and
make sure you have your
family. That's an important piece, right? That's an important piece.
Right. Yep.
Very good. And so the next question is, and I think we've talked a little bit about this, what are two traits that make a successful franchisee?
Right, exactly. And very, very important. You know, they're a great team leader. They're a great mentor. They're a boss that people like and respect and want to come to work for and with every day. And they're great with relationship development. They're going to be good with going out and getting involved in their community, networking, kind of being the face of their business. You know, those are two really important things for a successful 101 mobility business owner.
Right. What people need to understand is when you buy into a franchise, it's not about just hanging out your shingle and waiting for people to walk in the door. There is work to this, folks. Just like
Absolutely.
Anything else, you have to get in there and you have to work it. If you're looking for the easy way out, I suggest you stick to your 9-to-5 job, because you're not going
right.
to be able to convert your paycheck 1 week and then just get a paycheck from, you know, your franchise the next week. It's a lot of work, folks. So the last question here, Mike, is I always like to know, hear people's perspective of where franchising is going. So what do you see the future of franchising looking like these days? You've been in franchising quite some time, so I'm sure you've seen some changes. Where do you see the future going in this?
Yeah, you know, exactly. And I have, and I do. And, you know, I'm excited about the future of franchising. Like we're talking, you know, 4,000 to 5,000 franchises out there. My goodness, you know, there's something for everybody. You know, there, you know, you name it, it's out there. And you probably can't even name it, and it's out there. It's amazing some of the franchise models I see, you know, and that we run into from time to time. So, you know, I see franchising as really, really just continuing to grow and gain even more traction than it has, because it's the franchise models that are most successful for new business owners. You know, we read the stats. I think we've all read various stats on, you know, small business startups. And if you compare non-franchise small business startups against franchise, you know, business startups, the franchise business startups are stronger and have more success in those, especially in those early years, because they have the proven model. They have best practices. They have the roadmap. They have support systems. Oftentimes, depending on the model, they have economies of scale and purchasing powers with the supplier and manufacturer networks, or just depending on, you know, kind of the makeup of the industry, they've got economies of scale. And so, you know, I see the future of franchising continuing to grow. You know, we're seeing more and more entrepreneurs out there that are coming up with ideas that are just amazing. You know, there's, you know, you would think at some point we thought of everything. No way. Every year there are new models and new concepts and twists on things that are just phenomenal, just amazing to me with these, you know, especially a lot of these young millennials now who are becoming business owners, and a bunch of entrepreneurs in that group. And they're coming up with amazing things, amazing ideas, amazing concepts that they're franchising. So again, it's always a proven business model. It's already been tested. Like you say, Linda, that doesn't mean it's going to happen all by itself. They take hard work. You still have people that struggle. You have people that, you know, that maybe got into the wrong industry. That's why I say, look internally and find out, really be true to yourself, what you're passionate about and where you think, you know, what you think you would love to do and enjoy going to every day, because there are a lot of opportunities to sort through.
Absolutely. Mike, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show. One more time, could you give out your contact information for our listeners, please?
Sure, Linda, thank you. So 101 Mobility, we're actually 101 Mobility is headquartered in Wilmington, North Carolina. Our two original founders live in Wilmington, North Carolina. That's why we're hired there, or we're headquartered there. Mike Gardner, I'm in charge of franchise sales and franchise development. You can reach me direct at 801-703-7027, or via email if you want to try to schedule a call or something. You can email franchise@101mobility.com, and that's actually 101mobility.com, or you can send me a direct email, mgardner@101mobility.com.
Mike, thanks so much. I look forward to keeping my eye on you guys and see how well you take care of those baby boomers, because I'm one of those, Mike.
I'm right there with you, Linda. I've got an in for you.
Okay, good deal. I'll keep that in mind. Very good. Thanks again, Mike. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, Linda. Bye-bye.
Folks, this is why I want to bring to you these opportunities that maybe you didn't realize were an actual franchise model. Who would have thought that mobility and accessibility solutions and equipment would be a franchise model? So what I would suggest is if you're interested in that, or any of the others that we'll be bringing to you in the near future, do a little bit of your homework. But as a franchise broker, what I do is I make sure you're making the right choice that will fit into your life. So we have serious discussions. Just like Mike was saying, you have to dig deep and find out which one is right for you, which one is right for the family, the lifestyle. That's my specialty. So, you know, you can contact me. My email address is Linda@franchiseconsulting.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can give me a call, 832-640-4922. You can text me at that number as well, and we can start that process, start that conversation at least. Also, keep in mind that as a franchise broker, the franchise pays me, not you. So it makes even more sense to work with someone that is on your side to make sure that you make that right decision. So, you know, if you've listened to any of my shows, you know that I leave you with a quote. So today's quote is, the quality of life is determined by your activity. And that's an Aristotle quote. And the reason I chose that is because what 101 Mobility is doing is they are providing a way for people to have activity in their life. And by having that activity, it allows them to have more quality of life. Just like Mike had mentioned, the people that whose bedrooms were upstairs and they had been sleeping downstairs for so many years. And when they were finally able, with the help of a chairlift, a stair lift, to go back into their bedroom, it changed their lives completely. So that's what I want you to keep in mind, is that when you're choosing a concept, a franchise, you also want to look at the heart of the company, because if they treat their clients good, if they treat their franchisees well, then you know their reputation is going to be good. So again, folks, thanks so much for joining me, Linda Ballesteros, on All Things Franchising. I look forward to seeing you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.